This is Terrio Media.
Yo. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
Yeah. What's up? Hello. And welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. This is the place where we show everyday people how to escape the rat race using real estate. This is where they come to get the tips, the strategies, and the tactics to pull it off. And if you're just getting started and you're looking to take down that very first deal, or if it's been a while since you've taken down that last deal, I'm working with a small group of investors inside of our pilot program called Your First Deal. If you'd like to join us, you may at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. It's all about how to get your first or next deal done using little to no money. And you can get access for the one-time price of free. Yeah, it's actually better than free. It's the Better Than Free Real Estate Investing Course, as I'll pay you to complete the course. And so you can join us at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. All right, I just got done reading the Kylie Jenner article in Forbes. I just finished the whole thing in. And that was the topic of last week's Thought Leader Thursday. And while I was browsing Forbes, I stumbled upon this article, The Best Markets for Real Estate Investments in 2019, written by contributing writer Ingo Windsor. And in the article, he writes, this coming year, most real estate investors will want to stay away from the cities with soaring prices, where they're more likely to end up holding the bag than to strike it rich. And you can never know when a real estate bubble will burst. He happens to think, though, it won't happen in 2019, but in places like San Francisco and Seattle and Miami and Denver, caution there, it's the order of the day right now. So he recommends that if you own property in these spots and plan to sell, do not wait until the market has peaked. Cash in now, I guess he's recommending. And if you're looking for a place to put that money, or if you've got some money sitting on the side that you're looking to put to work, you should consider instead the 20 markets that he listed in the article. And this list is based off of all the really good, strong economic factors that you'd look at as you're investing in real estate, like job growth, home appreciation versus the income, the affordability index, so to speak, and the average price to rent ratio. And yeah, I'll just go ahead and I'll read the list in reverse order. So these are the top 20. I'm going to start with number 20. And it doesn't mean 20 is bad. It means 20 is good, right? It made the top 20 of all the places in the United States to invest in. So here we go. Number 20, 19, 18, 17, and 16. Cincinnati, Ohio is number 20. Nashville, Tennessee. Greater Washington, D.C. Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. And San Diego, California. Let's give it to California. Rarely do we make these lists. Okay, so then let's go to, this would be 15 through 11, okay? Kansas City, Missouri, Memphis, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Fort Worth, Texas. All right, let's move into the top 10 best bets for 2019. Number 10, Indianapolis, Indiana. 9 is Portland, Oregon. Boston, Massachusetts is number 8. 7 is Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And number 6 is Silver Spring, Maryland. Then, let's go to the top 5. Ready? Number 5 is Cleveland, Ohio. Who knew? Number 4, Charlotte, North Carolina. Number 3 is Jacksonville, Florida. Number 2 is Raleigh, North Carolina. And number 1, are you ready? Orlando, Florida. All righty, so there's your top 20. And if you'd like to see that list, I'll go ahead and hand this over to my blog manager, my podcast producer, Luca, and he'll go ahead and he'll paste that image into the show notes so you can go and review. All right. And that's at epicrealestate.com. And this is what? Episode 616. Oh my God. That's a lot of episodes. All righty. So these are the 20 of the top markets that he recommends for 2019. And I share this article with you because if you were to take this article and take action based off its findings, like if you're already packing your bags for Orlando, Florida right now, you know, if you head down there, and whether you're successful or not, it likely is not going to have to do with anything, whether with regard to what put that property on this list, right? And I'm not picking on the list by any means. It looks like it's a well-researched list. I like his logic. It looks fine to me. But I'm picking on making investment decisions based off of markets any markets numbers or stats. You know, if this was all you had to consider and this information was just 70% accurate, it'd still be pretty difficult to lose in these markets. But people in 2019 will most assuredly lose in these markets. There will be losers, and there will be a lot of losers in these markets, in this top 20. And it won't have anything to do with the market itself, but rather the people that they chose to work with in those markets. The point being, real estate is safe. Nothing to worry about there. People are risky, and that's where your concern should be focused. Coincidentally, Cashflow Savvy operates in 7 of these 20 markets. But we're in those markets not because they made the list. We've been there for a while and well before this list was put out. A lot of these markets have been on people's radar, economists and investors' radar for a while. And we're in 7 of these 20, but we're not in there for any of the reasons that are listed on this list. Well, I guess it has something to do with our decision process, but we're in those markets primarily because we have good teams there. We've got good contractors. We've got good property managers there. You see, a good team will make any market, for the most part, a good market to invest in. You can take just about any market in the United States. You put good property management there and good contractors there, and that can be a really good performing asset for yourself. And conversely, a bad team will make any market on this list the worst place to invest in the entire country. So certainly pay attention to stuff like job growth and affordability and purchase to rent ratios and migration and supply and demand. Those things are all indeed important to your investment decisions, but they all get trumped by the team. Why is it that every time I use the word Trump now, it feels like a pun? I don't even know the origin of Trump when like the market gets trumped by the team. Well, your Trump card. Does that have to do with the president? I don't know. Anyway, you know what I mean. That your team is going to have a bigger impact on your results than the market indicators. So today's lesson, do as much due diligence on the team that will be managing your rehabs and your tenants as you do on the physical properties and the markets themselves. If you do that, it's pretty tough to lose in real estate. And that's why I love it. And that's why I'm here. God bless and to your success. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.